And good Friday morning, live from RKGGF Historic Studios in downtown Coffeyville. I'm your host, Abe Speck. Glad you're with us. About 15 minutes after the top of the 8 o'clock hour, we're joined in studio by, my goodness, it's literally a full band here today. We got Dana Jensen, Tommy Lawrence, Chad Morrow, and Ashley Froelich from Straight Up joining us here in studio. Dana, Tommy, Chad, Ashley, thanks so much for taking some time out of a busy morning and joining us here in studio.
You bet.
Straight away, Sam.
Straight. Oh, what did I say?
Straight up.
Straight up. My goodness, I don't know what the heck.
We're not a drink.
Straight away. Yeah, there you go.
Straight away.
It is.
I got the shirt.
Let's
right
get
here.
The ball rolling. First mistake out of the way. Let's just get it rolling here. So again, Dana, Tommy, Chad, Ashley, thanks so much, guys. We'll start with you, Dana. What do you play in the band? Where are you from? Let's kind of get a little backstory.
Sure. Well, I'm from Colorado originally. I'm the drummer, and I do vocals, both backing and lead. I don't know. Tommy started this thing, and I've been with him for about 10 years now, and it's just been progressing. We've really got a good group of guys right now. Yeah. Things are looking up for us.
So, Tommy, where are you out of then? You started this whole thing. How'd you get for the guy from Colorado? Where are you from originally?
I'm from Independence right here. Been playing going on 40 years. I moved away to California a few years back, came back here. Me and Dana run into each other. He was a sound man at a gig. I found out he played drums, and then I heard him sing, and I was like, it's magic. Let's go with it.
Let's go with it. Heck yeah. So it kind of came up to
10 years.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. So better part of a decade now that you guys have been together. When did Chad and Ashley become a part of that kind of equation there? I guess we'll start with you, Ashley. Where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Oklahoma. I grew up in Fredonia and Chanute.
Nice.
Living in Sheriff's.
Not too far.
20 years now. So.
Absolutely. And, how'd you get into this mix here?
I've known Dana for about almost 18 years now, or 19, somewhere in there.
Yeah, we were in a metal band together before
this.
Oh,
I see. So a little familiar with it, you know. Yeah. You go back a little bit with it.
So
but
you got me going and stuff, so.
Very cool.
A couple years ago, I hung out with Tommy, you know, started doing their sound and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he talked to me and started playing, so.
There you go. Well, and we'll get those four words out. Ashley, what are you in the band here?
Well, I am the bass player.
There we go. That's what I'm looking for, Chad.
I used to always tell him he was going to be my bass player. Just give it time.
Hey, we got more out of him than we were all expecting. So, Chad, where are you from, my man? And how'd you get in this mix
I'm
as well?
Originally from right here in Coffeyville, Kansas.
Coffeyville, it is.
Yes, sir. Well, I joined him about 5 years ago. I'm on my fifth year with him. Started out as just running sound and lights and.
Very cool. So kind of all you guys kind of dive into production side of things as well as, you know, it's the entertainment side of it as well.
Absolutely.
Well, I can hear it. Just sounded as well. You're kind of more of the deeper of the two voices.
Yeah, I got a little bit of a logo.
I like how it goes, though, because that's how it works out, is they probably go harmonically pretty well together.
Yeah,
and then you guys,
me and him match up really good when, you know, if I'm doing backups for him. Or, yeah.
Or vice versa.
Or, yeah.
I think it sounds
great. Nice harmonies they use.
Yeah, and, you know, like you said, some songs have different speeds for different voices, so mm-hmm. I'm sure each individual one, you know, sounds good with in particular. So we got Straight Away again here in studio with us, talking a little bit about their performance coming up, not this weekend, but next. I can't believe May has flown by, really this whole year has, but June 1st coming up, we celebrate 150 years here in Coffeyville as the anniversary celebration is a long day of events, but music begins at 1 p.m. You guys, 6 p.m., right? That's where you are?
Yeah, we'll take the stage about 6.
Okay, 6 p.m. it is. Straight Away music, what are we looking here for? Country, rock,
we're
jazz?
We're basically a classic rock.
Nice.
Our originals tend to be a little more than just classic, mm-hmm. but not too heavy.
Well, and stick around as well, because about 9 o'clock today, we have a couple of originals that they're going to let us play. We don't have any licensings or copyrights here, so we can't play regular music. But as long as you guys give us the Straight Away, we are, well, hey, pun intended there.
Hey, carry on.
We will play
that's
it.
That's it. We love it.
We will play it for you guys during our open line program, so you can get a little sneak peek of what you might be able to hear. So do you do covers as well, though?
We do. We started out as a cover band, actually. And once this crew got together this past winter, we started writing music like crazy.
Oh, very cool.
We've written at least 7 or 8 songs in the last 6 months.
Yeah, we got a couple of them. I think it's, Roll It and Rock Life, right?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
We got a couple
sir.
Of those previewing in the open line program, so that'll be pretty cool. Again, Straight Away coming up June 1st at 6 p.m. at the 150th. You know, how did you guys get involved with the 150th, and why is this show, you know, on your guys' tour schedule, I guess, you know, or touring schedule, whichever, but why is this on your guys' schedule?
Well, Chad's from Coffeeville, and so we were all from this area, actually, except for me.
we were contacted after our Neowalla performance in Independence.
Nice.
We got an email real late at night about that, and that's where the initial contact was, so that was really cool.
Very cool, yeah.
And carried on from there,
business
too.
Side of Dana, and there we go.
There it is.
Somebody's seen us at that performance down there. That's great.
Well, and that's, you know, sometimes that's what it, that's the big difference maker. For a lot of artists, it was even just YouTube, just a random YouTube video from years and years ago that's made it. And sometimes that's where gigs kind of progress, as somebody hears you in the crowd there. So up at Neowalla, cover bands here, give me some examples. What do you got?
Oh, my goodness.
A wide range or kind of
wide range?
From the Beatles to FFDP.
Oh, yeah, that is a wide range there.
That's pretty wide.
I like it. That's
good to have variety.
It is.
Play for an older crowd, you play.
And then I'm interested to hear your guys' singles as well. Again, we'll all as open line listeners be kind of tuning into those. Kind of hear where your minds went after all of these covers, after all of these years, your music creativity, and then all four of you. I'm kind of interested to see where your minds went with it and created something with it. So very cool. As a band, you know, about better part of 10 years for you guys, but officially, how long have you guys kind of been going around as Straight Away with this four?
With this four?
Core crew.
Probably 2 years.
2 years now.
That's when Ashley joined us.
Nice. Yeah, I had a gig performer. 2 days after I started. Yeah.
He literally did. We threw him in the fire.
I had a sound gig 2 days after I started first time, about 5 years ago.
That's the best way to learn, in my opinion. I'll tell you what, that's just like how I was with this job. They're like, first day? All right, you're on the mic. You got 8 hours of on-air duty, so here you go.
Ash, it's been 2 years. We've done a lot of gigs for that. That's wild.
So,
that's right, though.
I'm excited. 150 years, you know, Chad, I'm sure, being a Coffeeville native, and then also just up the road, Montgomery County here. Yeah. It's pretty cool, and it's, you know, very nostalgic that Coffeeville is going to do something big for 150. Very historic town behind it, and to be a part of it for as long as we have. I've only been out here for about a year now. I lived up in Independence for the majority of it, though, so I've been across the street for about a month or two at this point. I mean, these good guys right here. Good guys. See, we got a good band in here. We got some locals and then a Coloradoan as well. Had no idea. So Colorado to Kansas, any other in between there, or where'd you move around before?
Oh, I've been all over the place, but the last move was from Colorado to here, and boy, that's a culture shock. I gotta tell you.
I'll tell you. I went from Colorado to Bismarck, North Dakota, to Guyman, Oklahoma, to here. That is a culture shock. That is. I definitely reaped the benefits of it because you know you get to see a little bit differently, and Coloradoans. Man, I'll tell you what. I've got enough to say about them. Beautiful state, beautiful state. But I'll tell you what, those people think that that's the way of life out there. And it is not. I'll tell you what, the world's a little different once you get outside.
It is a little different.
So, again, we're speaking with Straight Away here. Let's talk a little bit about your guys' music inspiration, kind of more of where it started. Dana, we'll start with you. Has this always been a thing, music, in your life ever since you were a kid?
Well, I was kind of a late bloomer. After I got out of the service, I was in the Army for a while.
Oh, thank you.
I started playing guitar and got into it, and it's been my life ever since then.
Yeah.
So a good 30 years now for me.
That's still some good time underneath it. Tommy, you've always been a musician. You're the guitar guy here. I mean,
started out as a baseball player, sports.
Same here.
Went straight into music, and I haven't looked back since then.
That's awesome.
It's just something that turned me upside down.
So guitarist is where you're at. When's the first time you picked up a six string? Or any string, I guess.
Probably
I guess
about 13 or 14 years old. A neighbor across the street had a guitar, and I just heard him after we played baseball together, and from that day on, it just blew me away.
I've always found it very amazing, not only to be able to play music, on beat, but then to sing behind it as well. I've never been able to figure that out. I've twiddled around with a guitar here and there. I've taught myself a couple of things, but I could never sing.
It's a different art. There was a hotbed of musicians right there in Independence for me to learn from too.
Oh, yeah.
5-10 years older, I learned to play with them. I sat in the background for a while, then guys my own age. Now I always just tried to look for guys that were better to learn from, always.
Something I've been surprised about this area.
And these guys push me hard still to this day, and it's great.
Yeah, we're not letting up.
They know what they can get out of me if they push me.
Got to challenge them.
So we really work well together.
Ashley, has music always been kind of a thing for you, or when you? I mean, you're the bass player there, so when did you kind of start?
Yeah, my uncle started me out, and I was teenage years, you know, and mm-hmm. he showed me how to play some Nirvana, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that old 90s metal.
And
I like
then,
it.
I met Dana, and then, you know, he pushed me to start learning, you know, so that was a long time ago.
Well, and, if, you know, most people think, you know, learning, I got to take classes, but actually, I've learned a lot of times just jamming with somebody else is probably yes. the most beneficial thing.
Playing with yes. other musicians.
Yeah, that's what I learned.
Totally yes. the best.
Picked up.
And sharing ideas and writing. And
absolutely. So, Chad, you've always been around music. Like you said, you did a lot of production stuff as well.
I've been around it my whole life. My father was, he went on tour before I was born with an all-black colored band, and he was a keyboard player there. And
nice.
They toured all over the United States. And
so you kind of got the little taste
there was
it.
Always a piano sitting in the house, you know, every room.
So,
pianos. And
so, you're just, I didn't get you down for any instruments here, but at the 150th, can we expect you to be playing any instruments?
No,
or you're
just
going to
be
up there
singing.
Just singing up there. Nice. Yeah. So, very cool. But again, as musicians, you'd be surprised. They can do a little bit more than just either their one tray that you see on stage. You know, it's like
just play guitar.
Guitar, keyboard.
I actually wrote a lot of songs in 2000, 2001, and
nice.
Just about went with a record contract, and then kind of
you see that's
backed
what I'm
out of it.
Excited too, is because I'm sure all of you guys in your own creative minds have created, you know, and produced something mm-hmm. that you sounded greater than all minds together. To create a different song. It's
each of us have our own style. It's really cool, and then it meshes together, and we call it Straight Away.
Straight Away. I like it. So is that kind of how where the name came from, then, Straight Away? Where does that come from? Where's the basis
that came
from?
Tommy, actually. When I met him, he was already in a band called Straight Away, and it just
kind of continued.
Yeah, we started getting a following that way, and
just stuck with the name.
It was just one of those names that come up. I thought it was pretty cool.
I
carried the name till you got the right people, huh?
That's it.
Yeah.
We went through a few lineups, but this is by far the most solid lineup we've had.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit more about, you guys as a band as a whole as well. I know we've got this performance coming up on the 1st of June, but are you guys going to be around the area at all else times or anything like that? So you have any other performances around the area?
We have several in June. We're doing like an all-wheels bike night, which is right downtown Independence. What is that, the 21st?
21st
of June.
Mountain
28th
Valley.
At Mound Valley. We're doing their flagpole day thing.
In July, and where's the July that you got booked?
Ballers and Parsons.
Yeah.
That's a new
that's
one
in July.
For us. Yeah.
Yeah, we're all over the place. We've played everywhere from like Pratt on the other side of Wichita to Joplin, and from
Perry Lake outside Lawrence, Kansas last year.
Yeah, Lawrence to like Oshelata.
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
We're all over the place.
Yeah.
Keep growing it. Keep expanding that. So
we're
again,
trying.
You can have some
live music rules in our world.
Well, that's
we try everywhere.
That's the difference, you know. In my opinion, is when a band can sound better live than what they do over a recorded producing. It's whether you're jamming, whether you're improvising, whether you're coming up with something entirely new.
Right.
Well, that's the thing about live music. Sometimes magic happens, and it's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
We try to put it out in a performance, and you know, we have.
I would take playing live over recording any day of the week. I'll tell you that right now. I can't even hardly talk today because I've recorded so much this last.
Too much. Yeah, your voice is your voice
got a little squeaky. Squeaky. Yesterday
it's fighting us voice mm-hmm. is fighting us, but in terms of music available, do you guys have anything online, or do you
we're working on that right now.
Trying
we
to
want
to
get
it.
That
don't
out.
Right at this time. We did have a web page for a minute, but something happened with the servers and it went wonky.
Gotta love computers.
So
gotta love computers. I work with them every day and I still haven't figured them out yet, so
right.
I don't feel any
but
bad
you can
but
catch us on Straight Away Live on Facebook,
right? Nice. Absolutely.
Cool.
That's
so
our little page there.
Do have a Facebook page, and then I recommend it's worked well for me just in radio and play-by-play. That's SoundCloud, easy enough. You know,
uh-huh.
you can just go up there and post those MP3s or even WAV files. You know, SoundCloud's just
and
an easy way to get there.
There's some stuff on YouTube that's been out there.
Yeah,
lots
YouTube's
of phone
great
recordings
way to
from all the fans
from all over
from
Jeez.
Everywhere. Yeah,
and again during our
just different on some of the different pages. There's a couple on Straight Away Live. Well, pretty cool.
And we've been given the permission. We've got a couple of originals that we're going to debut here during our open line program coming up at 9 o'clock. Again, we got Straight Away here in studio with us. Dana, one last time for the listeners just tuning in. When is it at? Where are you guys going to be? I know the main stage, but it's going to be downtown Coffeyville. But what time can we expect Straight Away on that June 1st?
We are supposed to take the stage at 6 o'clock. We're the second band before the headliner.
Second line, okay.
So June 1st.
Very cool. All right, again, that is Straight Away with Dana Jensen, Tommy Lawrence, Chad Morrow, and Ashley Froelich. Gentlemen, thank you guys so much. Appreciate it. And you see, we got more than four words
you
out
did.
Of you. You see, I got more than four words out of you. Dana, Tommy, Chad, Ashley, guys, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
It's Mighty awesome. 690 KGGF.